Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome back. It's a certain joy and delight to see you here. And for all of those who are unable to come for health reasons and are participating by live stream, thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Mass. We have a little bit of unfinished business from the Easter Vigil. So given that I had to celebrate that privately, we have the privilege of a couple confirmations today. So what a joy it is to be able to celebrate this sacrament on the Feast of the Ascension of our Lord. If you think about us human beings, we're a little bit funny in some ways. Maybe I'm the only one that this happens to, but from time to time, when I want to go someplace, I find myself driving toward the chancery when I really intended to go someplace else. Or perhaps I'm driving down the highway and I'm in a conversation with the passenger and I miss the exit. Maybe I'm the only one this happens to, but perhaps some of you at least know what that is like. It's so easy for us just to lose focus on what our destination is. It's easy for us to lose focus on our destination and end up on a road going someplace else or missing a turn. The feast of the Ascension of the Lord is a feast of hope. It's a feast of destination. It helps to keep our hearts with laser focus on what we are truly about. For where the Lord has gone, we hope to follow. You see, the death, the resurrection of Jesus, his ascension, and the sending forth of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate in Pentecost coming up are all part of one saving mystery. And the importance of the ascension of our Lord points out to us that our salvation is not an earthly one. This may be the highway that we're traveling on now, but our earthly life is not our destination. And where the Lord has gone, we hope to follow. So this feast teaches us where our destination is, and also teaches us a lot about the virtue of hope. Hope is that virtue by which our hearts cling with earnest longing and a sense of joy to what our final destination is, and helps us live our entire life with that in view. You see, there are so many things in this earthly life that can trouble our hearts, that can weigh us down, that can bother our minds. And the virtue of hope helps us look past that to the glorious end to which the Lord calls us. In our second reading today, St. Paul talks about the importance of being enlightened in hope for our calling. And so, how do we do this? How do we keep our end in view? I think there are two questions that we can ask ourselves on a very regular basis to keep us from missing our exit or driving off in a direction that doesn't lead to our final destination. Two simple questions. Where am I going? And what am I doing? Where am I going? And what am I doing? You see, our life sometimes can be pretty busy and pretty hectic, and we can lose track of where we're really going. After all, there are things we need to do. We need to earn a living and put food on the table, and we're often busy about many different things, and that's part of our life. But all of the demands of our life should be done with our final purpose and destination in view. That everything we are ultimately doing, we're doing for the Lord. And everything leads us in that direction. And so to help us keep focused on where we're going, it's important for us to have that daily time of prayer, to immerse ourselves in the sacred scriptures, to engage in other kinds of spiritual reading, such as the lives of the saints, and of course the celebration of the sacraments. These things are part of our life, or should be a part of our life, to keep us focused on where our destination is so we don't miss our turn as we go through all the many different demands that life sometimes places before us. The second question is, what are we doing? No matter what might happen in the course of our day, there are a couple things we can always do, and that's love God and love our neighbor. No matter what happens in the course of our day, no matter what life throws at us, the destination doesn't change. And directing our activities to the love of God and the love of neighbor is something we can always do, no matter what happens. Though we might be facing difficulties like a pandemic, though there may be other struggles that arise in the course of our life, our destination doesn't change. And the love of God and the love of neighbor are always a part of our daily life, or should be. This day, as we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, let our hearts be enlightened to the hope that is proper to our calling, that we may know where we're going and know what we're doing with the love of God and love of neighbor, that the glorious end, the purpose of our life, may always be in view.